Night radio listeners, I am Apostle Janice James of Sharma Outreach Movement. Sharma Outreach Movement is a faith-based organization that reaches out to people, taking them from where they are to where God wants them to be, to a place of wholeness, fulfillment, and purpose in Jesus Christ. The aim in this series of our Reaching Out program is to reach out to believers in particular and to the backslider to help them improve their outcomes by improving their relationship with God and their actions so that they can live the new life of a kingdom citizen and get the kind of results they so desire in their life. We hope that by what we actually say and do that non-believers will desire to become believers. Today we continue our topic, Becoming Unstuck. To discuss this step-by-step process with me are Minister Alenia Hendricks.
Good night, radio listeners.
And Minister Elizabeth Purcell Sargent.
Good night, radio listeners.
Right. Now, in our last session, remember we discussed the rewriting of your story and the people you need to help you rewrite your story. Remember that?
Yes.
So let us start off with our declarations before we dive into our program. Today, I choose to seek clarity about why I am stuck.
Today, I choose to seek clarity about why I am stuck.
I don't get stuck by accident.
I don't get stuck by accident.
I get stuck for specific reasons.
I get stuck for specific reasons.
Once I understand those reasons, I can intentionally avoid them.
Once I understand those reasons, I can intentionally avoid them.
By gaining knowledge about the causes.
By gaining knowledge about the causes.
I can tap into wisdom that will set me free from the patterns that tend to trip me up.
I can tap into wisdom that will set me free from the patterns that tend to trip me up.
It is a choice to open my eyes and see beyond the fog.
It is a choice to open my eyes and see beyond the fog.
Amen.
Amen.
So in today's session, we are going to discuss seeing through the fog. Now, the two key points to pay attention to are the reasons you get stuck fall into three categories. These are three categories which spell the acronym F-O-G, fog. You must choose self-awareness by identifying what has you stuck and making a decision to move beyond it. We pay attention to those two key points. But my friends, do you remember the times in your life and for some of us even right now when things were unclear and seemingly foggy? You know, like those days of constant rain when we have to drive with the vehicle lights on and the windscreen keeps fogging up?
Yes.
Yes. Definitely. That was a time when I felt like I couldn't see the next step, but I didn't know what decisions to make or whether what I had grown accustomed to was still there at all. It was like stumbling through a dense fog of uncertainty and confusion for me. And I kept asking myself, should I follow my God-given dream or play it safe? Should I buy the house now or keep renting? Questions like, should I go back to school? Or should I change careers or stay in the career I don't enjoy? Should I hold on to this relationship or should I let go? Should I start my business during this COVID pandemic or not? Should I go on the next missionary trip? Should I begin blogging on the web or do webinars? And even right now I'm asking, should I take that COVID vaccine?
Well, Minister Elizabeth, you know, those are questions I've been asking myself. And you know what I notice among my peers, those closest to me, and even in my own life, is that the stress and stagnancy we experience often results from a lack of clarity.
Yes.
You know, many of us, we just throw faith out of the door and begin to become anxious, uncertain, and fearful of the future. And this is typically what happens when we just can't see clearly.
True.
But once we get clear, I mean, wow, it is like a light has been turned on, shining into the darkness. And this light just burns away that fog of confusion. And you know, suddenly, you're no longer stuck.
Amen. That's just so true. That rings so well in my ear. So let us talk about the three typical reasons we get stuck, which happens to form the acronym FO3. So the three typical reasons are fear, F for fear, O for overwhelm, and G, God's will and your will don't match.
Wow.
So in our discussions, we are going to treat each of these as distinct and different, even though fear may be the underlying reason for all. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So to our listeners, what we want you to do now is to think about one area in which you feel stuck. As we discuss each of the three categories, if we reach that today, we may just do two. See which one your issue falls under. The worksheet for this exercise is available on Sharma Outreach Movement Facebook page, so you can tap into that. So let's talk about the issue of fear. You are stuck because you are afraid of what will happen if you move forward. It happens to some of us. Whether you fear rejection or failure or success or other people's opinions, fear is a powerful paralyzer.
So true.
As you understand what is the root cause of your fear, you will be able to take a bold stand and conquer it, and nothing will be able to stop you.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. Amen.
For those of you who are not sure if fear is your issue, here are some ways to know. You don't ask for others' help because you don't want to hear no. You don't ask for feedback because you're afraid of what criticism you might receive.
You don't speak up because you don't want to offend anyone. You're afraid to do too well because people will expect you to keep it up, and that feels like way too much pressure for you.
The idea of failing feels like the worst thing in the world. Failing makes you feel like a failure, and you'll avoid that label at all costs. You just don't know if you're good enough to accomplish what you really want to accomplish. And the next one is, if you step out in faith and you can't do it, you'll just prove that you're not good enough. So you prefer to stay safe than to prove your inadequacy for the whole world to see.
Because of insecurities, you overcompensate by overspending, overeating, or being a pushover. For example, you constantly make decisions that are nothing more than emotional reactions to deep-rooted fears.
Yes, yes, we agree with those reasons. We find ourselves in some one of them. We fit into some one of them. So can any one of our team members identify with the hindrance of fear? Can you share a little bit about it?
Yeah. You know, for me, fear was a big thing, and in particular, the fear of failure. You know, growing up with my mom, she was a perfectionist, and so making a mistake resulted in blues. So I found myself, even as an adult, now as an attorney, if I am unsure about the outcome of a matter, I would rather avoid it altogether. And what I realized is I was shortchanging myself, and I could never grow in that area of advocacy because I would avoid it. But then the Lord showed me, how else will you learn? And so now that I realize that failure is just the first step in learning, I have really overcome that fear of failing.
Amen. 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 Amen.
That's
but for me,
yes.
Yeah, my fear was fear of rejection, you know, especially in sharing the word with others and so on. I would have that fear that they would reject what I have to say, or that I would know enough about the Bible to, you know, have a discussion with them. But then, you know, the Lord led me to understand that as a Christian person, as a believer, I can be as bold as a lion, and He will put the words in my mouth to speak and say what it is He wants me to say to that particular individual.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. That's what we're doing now.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Well, for me, I was afraid of everything that I had to be afraid of.
Okay, sister, we will label you Mr. Fear. You understand me? Until Jesus stepped in. Yes,
yes,
until faith stepped in.
Yes.
Okay, so let us continue by looking into the issue of being overwhelmed, right? The next point we said we're going to look at. It is so easy to be overwhelmed in this life today with so many options, expectations, and to-dos waiting to be checked off our never-ending to-do list. We can literally be crushed by the number of things competing for our attention. So let's stop and use our imagination. Picture yourself trying to hold up all that is before you until finally the weight of everything overtakes you and you are flattened like a nice flat bake or even a pancake. Can you picture that?
Yes.
Everything just crush you in. Yes. Will you agree with me? That is how you feel sometimes.
Yes, definitely.
Yes.
So how can we become unstuck from being overwhelmed?
Well, Apostle, I would venture to say, you know, something I've learned is you have to intentionally begin to set boundaries around your life. For me, I was I have yes man, I was yes woman. And this came from that need to be accepted, you know, and to please people. So I didn't like to hear anybody ask me to do something and I say no. So I would say yes for everything, and the result would be that I could not do all of these things. And what I found is that my quality of work and even my responsibility level was so low because I would fail to meet the expectations that I had promised. So what I learned is that these boundaries protect us from being overwhelmed, and they also keep us from getting stuck under the weight of all these expectations.
Okay, now there are signs, you know. So sometimes we're unsure whether we are in the zone of being overwhelmed, but there are a few signs that we could pick up on to tell us. So quickly, let's hear some of these signs.
Well, for one, you are gifted and have so many options of what to do with your life that you are afraid to choose any out of fear you might make the wrong choice. For example, you have the talent to go in multiple career directions, but with so many options, you feel no sense of urgency. In fact, you may take your choices for granted or have trouble seeing clearly the purposeful path God has for you.
Well, for me, the project that needed to get done feels so big, I don't even know where to even start. So I simply didn't start. I analyze it, I talk about it, I even strategize. But for some reason, I don't actually get it done.
Can relate to that. Yes. So we have to see beyond the fog. So we just did two, right? So which of the two categories explain why you feel stuck right now? So you will take a moment and you will get that clear. But for now, we have come to the end of our program. And so remember to go to our Sharma Outreach Movement Facebook page so that you could get that worksheet. And join us today as we pray.
Lord, when we try to see our way clear, sometimes we just feel as though we cannot. Help us get crystal clear about what has us stuck. We know you are not the author of confusion. Help us see what you see, so we can go where you want us to go. Whatever lesson we need to learn, Lord, make it clear to us. And with the knowledge of the lessons, give us the wisdom to navigate the obstacles that appear on our paths. Your word promises that if we lack wisdom, all we have to do is ask, and you will give it to us. And we are asking now, Lord. We are listening expectantly. Thank you in advance that the answer you want us to see is about to appear. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. So we will see you on our next session on the 13th of May, where we will continue our discussion looking at God's will and our will not matching. So now, together with my team, we say,
Jesus loves you just as you are.